Now, a ball of red light sparkles and revolves. It stops, revealing a crystalline S shape. Words fly in. Screen Gems, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. On a white background, a red line skips along as if monitoring a heartbeat. It goes flat as titles appear. Screen Gems presents a Sidney Kimmel Entertainment Wonderful Films Parabolic Pictures Stableway Entertainment production. Death at a Funeral. The line travels down a map leading to Los Angeles. Keith David, Loretta Devine. It travels along a grid which grows more detailed as we drift closer. The red line halts, then sketches out a casket. Peter Dinklage, Ron Glass. The outline of a hearse develops around it. Red shading fills in the vehicle. Danny Glover. The hearse travels past the LA skyline. Regina Hall, Kevin Hart. Other animated cars appear around it in a traffic jam. Martin Lawrence, James Marsden. A stretch limo several cars long rolls past. Tracy Morgan. The traffic jam vanishes and swirling green stripes form a freeway interchange. Chris Rock, Zoe Saldana. The hearse travels one of the highways, its license plate reading Deceased. Columbus Short, Luke Wilson. As the hearse drives past the Hollywood sign, a crimson line traces the distant hills, then shoots up to an electrical pole and forms one of its power lines. Casting by Victoria Thomas, costume designer Maya Lieberman. We follow the cables passing a pair of slung-up sneakers. Music by Christoph Beck. The hearse stops at a drive-through burger joint. Co-producer Josh Kesselman. Editor Tracy Wadmore Smith, ACE. The hearse drives past the Santa Monica Pier and its beach locale. Production designer John Gary Steele. Director of Photography Roger Stoffers, ASC. Followed by a bouncing lowrider, the hearse goes through a car wash. Executive producers Jim Tauber, Bruce Toll, Dean Craig, Glenn S. Gaynor. Produced by Chris Rock, Cher Stallings, and Lawrence Malkin. Produced by Sidney Kimmel, William Horberg. Written by Dean Craig. Directed by Neil LaBute. The hearse passes the house, then backs up and parks in front of it. A short funeral director and a group of pallbearers appear behind the vehicle. The animated image becomes real as the funeral director opens its rear door. From the house's front porch, a gangly, mahogany-skinned man in a white dress shirt and maroon tie gravely looks on. The pallbearers unload a coffin with a gleaming chocolate finish and austere brass trim work. The funeral director shuts the hearse, then steps briskly in front of them, buttons his suit jacket, and leads them to the house. The grieving man ushers them inside. The pallbearers carry the casket through a somber, wood-paneled foyer and into a spacious parlor set with an ornate decorative rug. They set the coffin on a waist-high platform, then respectfully stand aside. Clapping one of them on the back, the funeral director faces the grieving man.
Would you like to see before, you know?
Yeah.
A pallbearer lifts the casket's lid. The grieving man peers inside. He faces the director, then looks in again.
Brian? Who's this? You know, I asked myself the same thing when my dad passed. I said, who is this man?
No, Brian. Who's this in the coffin? Because that's not my father.
Are you sure?
Are you asking me if I'm sure I know what my father looks like?
No, people make mistakes in a time of grief, Aaron.
Look at the damn body, man.
Peering in, he sees an Asian man.
Oh, shit.
You got Jackie Chan in there.
Okay, listen.
Come on, Brian. You know what my father looks like.
We were very scattered today. This type of thing almost never happens.
Almost never happens?
I said that out loud.
It's not Burger King. You can't just mess up my order.
Please just calm down. I think I know where he is.
You think? If my dad's not in this coffin in 1 hour, then you have to take his place, you got it?
Don't worry, I'll get him back. I promise that. He's in one or two places. I think it's the second place. Listen, okay, guys, let's pack this up. Close this. Let's go, let's get out of here. Wait a minute, before we move. Okay, did I give you my keys? No, they're in the car. I left the damn keys in the car. Let's go, guys, I think it's on.
Now, in the car.
I feel so antsy about being here. Why'd you come out in the first place?
You know why.
I hate funerals. All about death, death, death.
I don't think funerals are designed for anybody to like, Norman.
I suppose. I don't want a regular funeral when it's my time to go, you know? I want my life celebrated. Like Anna Nicole Smith, Richard Nixon, somebody big, powerful.
I want mine to be the saddest day ever. Stock market should crash, factories shut down,
girls crying in the streets, that kind of thing.
He lights a cigarette.
An eclipse would be nice.
Oh, come on.
What?
You still smoking after all of those warnings and stuff out there?
No, Norman, stop, all right? You used to smoke. We used to smoke together.
I used to piss my pants, and then I stopped. Got my own problems to worry about without worrying about your damn smoke.
Come on, Norman. What problems you got, man?
I told you. My rash.
Gotta use condoms, Papa.
On my hand, dude.
You still have to use a condom, Norman. That's the first line of defense.
This shit ain't normal. Look at it.
His friend eyes his wrist.
Fuck. That ain't a rash, man.
What you think it is?
I don't know, but it's very splotchy.
Splotchy?
Mm-hmm.
I hate splotchy. I'm gonna pass away. I'm gonna die. And I'm so damn young.
They brought the wrong body.
At the house.
Honey, did you hear me? They brought the wrong body.
Oh my God, well, do they know where he is?
They think so.
The woman takes her own temperature.
I told you. I told you not to use the marshals, but no. You wanted to keep it all in the neighborhood.
Don't rub it in. Not today. I got too much to worry about. Dad insisted on having this funeral at home, so now I just can't escape it. Death is everywhere.
Baby, no. No, it's not.
Mom won't stop crying. Ryan hasn't helped
out.
Not
like he ever does.
Plus, on top of that, I gotta worry about this whole eulogy
thing.
I'm
sure it'll be the best eulogy anybody's ever heard.
Doesn't matter. All anybody's gonna be thinking is, why isn't Ryan doing the eulogy? Step aside and let the writer say a few words. Even I'm gonna be thinking it.
Why don't you just let him do it then?
The man's eyes narrow.
So now you want Ryan to do the eulogy?
No, I'm just saying.
You're just saying that you want to hear Ryan's eulogy.
No, you're the oldest. So
the only reason I should do it is because I'm old.
Aaron, calm down. I think that you are every bit as good a writer as your brother. I just think that you need to let someone actually read your book.
It's not ready yet.
Okay, fine. But don't forget, we close on the house next week.
I know.
I mean, I love your mom, but I am so ready to move.
I know, honey, but we just gotta get through today, okay?
Exactly. I know this is rough, but it's the last day of my cycle. And I'm 37 years old, so we need to try to, you know, we need to do it at least once today, okay?
Babe, you're gonna have to switch that cycle down to low. For now. Just for now.
She marches off.
Can we at least find the body first?
In a traffic jam, a handsome man drives while a lovely woman at his side applies mascara.
Are you okay?
Huh? Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm a little nervous.
Why? Because you're gonna see my dad again?
I just don't think I've ever been so openly hated by anyone. Before. Even my seventh graders aren't that
I think big. He's gonna be more concerned today that his brother just died than be for babe.
I'm sorry, baby. It's the traffic.
Right. Anyway, when I tell him that we're getting married, he's just gonna have to accept you.
An SUV cuts them off.
Oh, are you okay?
You asshole!
Fuck you!
Oh, yeah, flip me off! Can't you see there's a traffic jam?
If you poke your eye out, your father's gonna kill me.
Oscar, baby,
yes.
Look at me.
Okay.
Relax, okay? Yeah. Everything is fine, okay? Breathe.
Okay.
Better?
Better.
Oh, good. Fuck you!
At the house, a coffin opens, revealing an African-American man.
I think you'll find that everything is in perfect order.
Oh, so now you want to be professional.
You got your keys, you got your BlackBerry? Because once we bury them, we're not going to dig them back up just so you can tweet. Look, I'm trying, okay? Hey, how's your mother holding up, Aaron? She's fine. She's in great health. There's no more business here. Good. What about your Uncle Russell? He wasn't doing that well. How's he doing? Bye. Okay. Just asking. Just conversation, that's all. I'm here if you need me. You know that. Thank you for everything. Michelle, come here.
Bye, Brian.
You don't have to come.
In Norman's car.
I'm just saying, everybody knows that the Colonel stole that recipe for fried chicken from a slave named Jubilee. Now, I give him credit for the coleslaw, but that's it.
He puts on a cell phone earpiece.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I need a favor. I need you to pick up Uncle Russell. Yeah, I know it's a hassle, but you're the closest.
Damn! He's always in a bad mood.
Just say he'll do it. We'll do it. It's not a mood if he's always in it. It's his personality. Can you do it?
All right, I'll do it.
Norman abruptly cuts across two lanes to make a right turn. At the house.
Hey, Mom. How you holding up?
Oh, there were so many things we wanted to do still. Travel. We were going to Australia and China. He wanted to go to Thailand.
Oh, come on, Ma. You're not going to fly 25 hours.
That's not the point. I haven't been feeling well. Who knows how long I'm going to live without him? It might make a difference if I had a grandchild who could take my mind off everything, but Well.
Cynthia, we are trying.
I know what you're trying to do, Michelle. All hours of the day and night trying, but it doesn't seem to be working. Now, does it? Where's Ryan? Have you talked to him yet?
He should be here soon.
Just to see his face would make me feel so much better. Oh, I have missed him so much.
Michelle rests a hand on the coffin.
Do you need me to do something, Cynthia?
You could take your hand off my husband's coffin. You are leaving a smudge mark.
Now, an old woman on a scooter cuts Norman off, then flips him off.
Is she shooting us the finger? Or is she just waving?
That's nice, ladies. Thank you.
The car slows, and Norman points out his open window.
There he is. Well, he's okay. He's gonna need assistance?
He's just grumpy. You gotta know how to handle him.
They pull up to an old man with a cane sitting in a wheelchair.
Oh, he looks kind of sweet.
Hi, Uncle Russell. You remember me? I'm Norman. I came to pick you up and take you to the funeral.
Where the fuck you been, you fat bastard? You took any longer, I'd be dead too.
Shit, good thing you know how to handle him. Would you like to ride shotgun?
No, a young man uses his cell while playing a video game.
I took this missile in your ass.
Listen.
Yes, the pills. I have them. They're right here.
All right, cool. Can I come and get them?
I have a funeral to go to.
Shit!
No, no, I'm not gonna try him. I made him. I gotta go. Never get high on your own supply. And dude, this shit's gonna blow your mind. I guarantee you. You'll love it. All right, gotta go. Bye.
He answers the door in a suit coat and boxers.
Hola.
Do you always open the door half naked? No. Come on, Jeff. We're gonna be late.
All I gotta do is just put some pants on. And this is my house. So, you all right, man?
He's okay? Fine. He's just freaking out. The car almost ran into us, and
this guy
I
just
was yelling.
Jumped right in our
he
lane.
Did.
I didn't
totally
see him.
Did.
I'm sorry, baby.
No, baby, it's
you
fine.
Fine.
It's fine.
What
okay?
do you think?
He tries on a floppy hat.
No, go put on your pants, right. Please. And make sure they're black, Jeffrey.
Okay, Mom.
She munches some chips.
I'm so hungry.
My heart is racing. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Looking through pill bottles on a table, she finds one labeled Valium.
Oh, here. Take this one. It'll calm you down. Jeff will mind.
Let me take one of those. What is that?
It's Valium. I used to take it all the time. It's gonna make you feel better, I promise.
Valium.
Oh, yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, I shouldn't be taking someone else's pills, right?
No, it's okay.
I gotta drive and...
Babe, I'll drive. All right? Just open wide. There we go.
Oscar takes the pill with water.
Let's do this.
He and his fiancée stand up as Jeff rejoins them.
Oh, my keys.
Jeff, you're wearing sneakers.
They're blackie lane.
But they're sneakers, Jeff.
Is he gonna be any less dead if I'm not wearing sneakers?
Forget it.
She starts to take her purse from Oscar.
You want it.
Okay.
Leaning over the couch, Jeff picks up the pill bottle.
Come on, Jeff.
Come in, I'm coming.
We're waiting.
Now, a town car arrives at the house.
I still can't believe he's gone.
In the parlor...
You can't understand death until you've given life.
A sharply dressed man enters.
Hey, Mom.
She runs to him, knocking Michelle over.
Ryan, my baby!
Mama, I know this is hard, but it's gonna be okay. We're gonna get through it.
Oh, Ryan, you always know exactly what to say. Always.
I guess if people died every week, we'd see you all the time.
Hey, big bro, how you doing?
Holding up.
How was your flight, Ryan?
It was okay, but I had to buy the seat next to me. I just can't do the small talk anymore. And while I'm sitting there, up in first class, they march all the broke people through. And a couple of them eyeballing me, mad because I'm snacking on warm nuts. So I'm like, take your broke, no nuts ass to the back of the plane. Plus, there was tons of turbulence. But I guess that's the thing about flying first class. No matter how much you pay, if the plane crashes, you still end up dead.
He gestures a plane nosediving into a crash. Cynthia gapes, then runs upstairs.
Oh, I'm sure she's okay.
Oh,
that's
it. You always know just what to say.
My bad.
In Oscar's car.
Hey, love it when you come to family functions, man. Dad takes his pure hate out on you.
Jeff.
I'm joking. Oscar.
Huh?
You okay?
Oscar looks around.
Was there a dog in here just now?
What?
What?
He sniffs his fingers.
A Dalmatian or Schnauzer?
Honey, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
He looks out the window, back in the parlor.
It's just a shame that somebody has to die to get the family together.
It's hard to see Dad like this. He's in a better place now, right? He was sick a long time.
Since when does dead beat sick?
You know what I mean. That's why I try not to get close to people. Too much emotion involved.
Guess that's why you never call.
Some families see each other all the time. Some meet up at funerals. That's just us.
Hey, listen, I know this is a bad time, but I'm gonna need that money.
Oh, shit.
We're splitting these costs, right?
Okay, but I don't have it right now.
The fuck you mean you don't have it right now? You just bought a first-class ticket for your toothbrush.
I don't have any cash, honest. I lost a lot of shit when the market collapsed. So if you don't mind, we're gonna have to discuss this later.
No. Let's discuss this right now.
Hey, you mind? I'm grieving.
Now Norman drives along a curb packed with cars.
Look at all these cars. You gotta get to these funerals early.
He lurches to a halt at an intersection and scowls.
Come on. There's no way to park.
What? There's a spot right there.
That
grab
looks
it.
Like it's too close to the corner.
Nah, you can wedge it in there. Grab
I
it.
Don't need a ticket today.
You're not gonna get a ticket. But you're gonna lose it. Grab it.
Oscar's car cuts him off.
Norman!
It pulls into the coveted spot.
See?
As Elaine gets out, Norman pops out of his car.
Elaine! I was gonna park there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Norman. Are you family?
No, but I'm like family.
Oh, honey, there's no such thing.
Elaine!
Oh, God.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Well, your father invited me. Thought you might need a real shoulder to cry on.
Oh, please. Come on. Oscar.
Who the fuck's that?
Oscar juts up through the sunroof. Elaine helps him out of the car. In Norman's back seat.
Come on, Dad.
We there?
A huge truck blocks them.
Damn, I got Uncle Russell. How could I forget about Uncle Russell?
He jabs Norman with his cane.
What the hell is going on?
The truck advances on them.
What the fuck's this guy doing?
It's very green here, isn't it? It's like so green.
With Elaine.
Wow, it's like I'm inside a lime.
She and Jeff share a worried look.
Oscar?
Yes.
Look at me.
Okay.
Hi. Are you all right?
Yeah, why?
This stuff about dogs and things being green. What's going on?
What are you talking about? I'm fine. I've never been greener.
He faces a lawn.
Jeff, look at this.
Small statues depict cherubs playing instruments.
Hello?
What's wrong with Oscar?
I don't know.
You guys keep playing.
Oh my God.
Oscar sits among them.
It's the Valium.
Valium?
I'm in the band.
I gave him one of your Valium.
Oh.
This is fun.
He's probably not used to it.
Yeah, right.
I know you were looking.
Oscar giggles at a cherub. Standing, he strums its lute and kisses its head, then gleefully trots off.
Where's he going?
Elaine hurries after him.
Oscar?
Meanwhile, the truck forces Norman's car backward.
You're going the wrong way, dumbass!
Ow! That hurts!
Stop the car, Norman.
What?
Stop the car. I'm getting out. I gotta talk to her. I gotta speak to Elaine. Stop the car.
What about Uncle Russell? I need you
Where are we? We're gonna be late, fatty.
Ow! Damn it! Uncle Russell, you hit me in my spot.
You gotta stop this, Uncle Russell, or you're gonna be in the box next.
At the house.
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you.
Who are these people? I don't recognize half of them.
It's your family. You don't recognize them from the last funeral?
They spot a dwarf.
What side of the family is he on?
Probably a friend of Dad's from work.
You know, the funeral looks good. You did a good job.
No, we did a good job. Are you telling me I gotta pay for the whole funeral?
I'm saying you're gonna have to pay for the whole thing now. Right, just for a few months until I get my next advance.
What am I, a damn credit union? God damn, man. What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
A reverend arrives.
Hello, boys. How you holding up?
We're doing pretty good. We just gotta wait for a few more people to come and then we can start. Have you met my brother Ryan?
The writer.
Oh, man. You know what?
I gotta tell you. I squeezed this job in today because I really wanted to meet you. You know, listen, I just finished reading Mama's Secret.
He slugs Ryan's shoulder.
But listen, that'll be our little secret because I'm not supposed to be reading that kind of stuff, you know.
Well, I'm sure the Lord will forgive you.
I can't wait to hear your eulogy.
Actually, I'm doing the eulogy.
Oh, I thought...
Well, Aaron's the oldest, technically.
Oh, really?
In the kitchen...
How's my little Cynthia? Oh,
thank you.
Michelle watches them hug.
Oh, I'm just trying to hold it all together. He was a good husband and a great father to two healthy, strong boys. Why they have decided not to have children of their own.
Cynthia.
Is beyond me.
Can I get you some coffee?
Coffee may do many things, Michelle, but it does not bring back the dead.
Tea?
Meanwhile, Ryan struts into the parlor and smirks. Grabbing a funeral program off a chair, he sits down and pretends to read it as he scopes out a sexy young lady in a tight dress. He shakes his head admiringly.
Hey, Ryan. Yeah. I gotta go over the speech. Could you look out for Uncle Russell?
Look at Martina. Man, the girl's all grown up.
Come on, man. Little Martina, she's like in the 12th grade.
Yeah, well, she may be in 12th grade, but that ass is in grad school.
Mm. Turning away from a photo of the deceased man, Martina glances at the brothers as she crosses the room.
Anyway.
I should go see how she's doing. You know, that's just being neighborly.
Yeah, you just do that. See if she needs a juice box or something.
Ryan hurries after her. Aaron shakes his head, then sits down on a sofa and practices his speech.
My father was an exceptional man. He was born in
1938.
The dwarf watches him.
Hi there. Aaron.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. He talked about you a lot. Did he ever mention me? I'm sorry. Frank.
They shake hands.
Not really.
Honey, can I see you for a moment?
One second. I gotta go, Frank. Thanks for coming, though.
Now Norman unloads Uncle Russell's wheelchair.
Be careful with that shit. Don't bang up the rims. Hurry up now. We're late.
Meanwhile.
Listen, we still need to finish that thing, remember?
Oh, come on, baby. I'm just not in the mood right now.
I'm not wearing any panties.
Hey, my father's dead. Put some panties on.
I'm trying. Help here. Please, honey, I really want to make this baby thing happen, so come on, we've got 5 minutes.
Hey.
What?
Don't stare. There's a guy down there.
He eyes Frank.
In a black leather jacket. He keeps checking me out.
All right, okay, I see him. What?
Don't stare.
Staring.
Recognize him?
No, but, I mean, he must be a friend of your father's. Now I gotta go and check the food.
Hey! Put some panties on before you touch the food. Big ones!
Michelle starts down the stairs, then veers abruptly into her bedroom and throws up her hands in aggravation. Aaron notices Frank watching him. Outside, Oscar emerges from some bushes with a leaf in hand.
Sorry about your
father. Yes.
Look, don't you know he's in a better place?
Is that beautiful? Plus, it sings.
He holds it up to Elaine's companion, then marches over to Jeff and lets him listen.
Mm. I'll see you inside.
Yep. It's right there. It's right there.
The Bee Gees.
Sounding great.
Thank you so much for coming. Hi, inside, yes.
Listen, okay? I gotta tell you something, all right? And I'm just warning you right now that you're not gonna like it.
Oscar lounges with his leaf. Inside.
Aaron.
Uncle Duncan.
How are we doing on time?
You know what? As soon as Russell gets here, we'll be ready to go.
Fine. So what's this nonsense I hear about Ryan not saying a few words?
I offered to do the eulogy, but Aaron's the oldest. I'm sure it's going to be one of a kind.
Oh, it's a real shame. I mean, I'm sure you'll do fine, Aaron, but with Ryan being the writer in the family...
You know, I'm a writer, too.
Well, we all write checks. Your brother is an author.
Excuse me?
Uncle Duncan, I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Martina.
Little Martina?
She's not actually related to us or anything, is she?
No. She's just a family friend.
Oh, good.
Back outside, Elaine glowers.
What do you mean it's not Valium?
Well, this is interesting. What you thought was Valium is actually not Valium.
Yikes.
What is it, Jeff?
It's like a hallucinogenic. Mescaline.
What?
Acid, Special K. I'm served up in a little pill bottle.
Oh, my God. This isn't funny.
No, it's not. It's not funny at all. Look at
him. He shows her the pill bottle.
He's high as a kite. The man is clearly high.
What are you doing with this stuff in the house?
I'm a pharmacology student, Lainey. And first of all, who just walks up in someone's apartment and just starts popping pills?
Well, I thought it was Valium.
Clearly.
What should I do? Should I tell him?
No. That'll just freak him out.
Okay.
Yeah, this is gonna be fine. Okay? Don't let him spend too much time talking to any one person.
Oh, okay.
Our bush.
He's in a bush right now. Okay. Oscar, honey, come back.
Jeff goes to pocket the bottle, but it drops to the ground without him noticing. Now Norman pushes Uncle Russell's wheelchair.
Help me! My groin!
It all gonna be your head in a minute. Shit. Hurry up, we're gonna be late for the funeral.
My scrotum is gonna look like a duffel bag with two bowling balls in it when I get up this hill.
That's what your brain is.
Meanwhile, Oscar enters the house.
Fuck.
Duncan notices. Oscar shakes himself out, then acts casual. He moseys away, then nervously glances at Duncan over his shoulder.
Oscar. Oh, Dad, hi.
Oscar chews on a lampshade.
How are you?
Not too bad, considering we're at my brother's funeral.
Yes, yes, we are.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good. How are they treating you over there, Pepperdine?
Good. You know, don't worry about me.
Oh, I'm not worried about you.
Good. Oscar.
He topples backwards over the sofa.
So I see you brought your friend.
He's not my friend. He's my boyfriend.
Doctor. Good to see you. Extremely sorry, sir.
Derek, glad you could make it.
Elaine, hello.
So, how's everything going with my portfolio?
Oh, could not be better, sir. In fact, we should get together and play a round of golf, and I'll tell you all about it, every last detail.
Happily. Great. Maybe Elaine would join us.
Wonderful.
Make it a threesome.
His daughter scowls at him.
Elaine? Oh, Aunt Cynthia. I'm so sorry about Uncle Edward. Oh. We're going to miss him so much.
And Jeff Sneakers.
He bought them for me.
Oh, gosh. Aunt Cynthia, this is Oscar.
He hugs her low across her bosom.
Sorry about the death. Sorry.
Amazing grace.
Oh.
How sweet the sound. Yeah.
He kisses her cheek.
That saved a wretch like.
His fingers reach for a flowery black bow in her hair, then stop short. With a jittery shake of the head, he brushes past her and leaves. The others frown.
Nice to see both of you.
It's nice to see you too, Aunt Cynthia.
Duncan retreats from his children.
Cynthia?
Okay, so, we need a plan.
Yes, we do.
What is he doing?
From the study, Oscar holds a magnifying glass up to his mouth and whispers, I love you. Meanwhile...
Oh, come on! Push you, push it! Oh, man. Did you just fart, old man? Put your butt in it!
In the front yard, Oscar's fiancée and her brother watch him admire the sky. Derek steps out beside Elaine.
Heard about the engagement, Elaine.
How did you?
Yeah,
I did.
You know, I can't deal with you today.
Oh, no.
But I have not told my dad yet. And I would appreciate it if you kept your mouth shut.
Okay, I'll do that for you. What is he looking
for? You're leaning.
Jeff stops Oscar from falling backwards. The hallucinating man wanders off, and the siblings follow.
Hey, Elaine, I...
Oscar.
Could I...
Hey, baby.
You didn't even let me finish.
Inside.
My father was an exceptional man. He was born in...
Frank peeks in at Aaron rehearsing in a sunroom.
1938 was an exceptional year. In 1938...
Actually, there is something I'd like to talk to you about if you have a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Outside.
Not all over my collar and everything.
Oh, man, not the stairs.
Yeah, what's wrong with the stairs? Just get me up the stairs. Hurry up.
I got to take your old ass up these stairs.
Hey, yeah, you got to take my old ass up these stairs.
In the parlor.
So you go to a lot of funerals?
No, this is my first one.
I want her wedding to be like this.
Oh.
You might meet the man of your dreams at this one.
Outside.
Funeral, and I got a crybaby here. Come on.
Back in the sunroom.
This is a bit delicate.
You know what, can this wait? I think my uncle just got here, and we're running a little late.
Sure. It's fine.
Thanks a lot.
In the foyer...
Tell me about reading on my neck, too.
Sit down. I got it.
All right?
I'm sitting double.
Sit down.
Is that you, Doug?
Sit down. Hey, old-timer, how are you?
Aaron helps him with the wheelchair.
We got it. Come on, some Gatorade.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I gotta get my electro lights up.
Could you kindly... take your seats. We'd like to begin the service.
They move Uncle Russell into the parlor.
Watch out now. Watch out now. I'm family. God damn it. Y'all old people here?
Derek touches Elaine.
Hey, nice legs there.
Aaron sets Uncle Russell behind Michelle and takes his seat.
Family and friends.
In the foyer, Norman pushes himself up out of a chair.
Mourn the passing of a fine man.
He enters the parlor and finds a seat.
Sorry about that.
Edward Barnes. Now... I'd like to begin with a favorite passage.
Of I know you don't think I'm part of this family.
Yes, you're not, so be quiet.
Yeah, but when you dissed me back there, I had Uncle Russell with me in the car. You took me to office space. I had to push him up a hill by myself. We almost missed the service.
Norman, you poke me one more time, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Rats and threats.
Norman wags his necktie at Elaine.
What's going on? You took my parking spot, Aaron.
Parking spot?
My father's dead. Act right.
The Reverend frowns at the commotion.
Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And
Oscar Jonathan shakes his head drowsily, the then opens his jaw and wide.
And his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle.
As he chuckles, the other mourners give him dirty looks.
And now we'll hear a word from Edward's son, Aaron, Ryan's older brother.
Only by a couple of months, we was actually born the same year. No fault of yours, Mama.
Frank cranes his neck to watch from a short leather armchair in the back of the room. Aaron gets up.
Last chance.
I got it.
Daddy's only gonna die once.
Good afternoon. Or I guess just afternoon. I mean, it can't possibly be that good. My father was an exceptional man, and he was born in 1938. An exceptional year. In 1938, the number one song was Shortening Bread. Some of you might remember it. Mama's little baby love, shortening, shortening. Mama's little baby love, shortening.
Oscar claps.
Also in 1938, Time Magazine's Man of the Year was Adolf Hitler.
Oscar gives a Nazi salute.
I bet you they wish they could have that one back. One thing my father loved to do was watch the Discovery Channel. I guess you could call my mother a real shark week widow. Anything to do with sharks or wild boar or the dung beetle, this always fascinated her. She really loved the Golden Girls, Blanche, Dorothy, and Rose. She especially loved it when the Golden Girls were syndicated, because that meant it was on at least three times a day. And sometimes I'd say, Dad, you want to go out? And he goes,
He's alive.
There is a heaven.
Someone's moving. The coffin's moving. I'm sorry. There's somebody in there.
No, it's
moving. Oh, just saw it move. Someone's alive in there trying to get out.
No, can't you see? What the hell is wrong with you people? The coffin's moving.
Oscar, sit down.
No, I just need to show you who's alive. No, I'm going to show you.
Wait from there.
As Duncan tries to stop him, he sweeps an arrangement of flowers off the coffin and knocks Aaron down. Oscar turns the casket around on its platform and shoves it to the floor. Edward's body spills out at Cynthia's feet. She runs from the room, and Michelle goes after her. Duncan follows. Oscar lunges for Edward's body, but Ryan gets him in an arm lock.
He's gonna die!
Elaine ushers him out of the room.
Aaron, you the oldest. Go see what the fuck is going on.
Okay, look. Hey!
Ryan waves for Jeff to help him with the body.
Not all the way comfortable with this. Come on!
I'm too old for this shit.
Outside.
When is this funeral gonna happen?
It's gonna happen later, honey.
Hey!
Oh,
the fuck was that?
Aaron.
No.
Aaron, I'm so sorry. You need to understand that it's just...
Oh, you saw? My father sprawled out on the floor like fucking screaming Jay Hawkins, but it's okay, because you're sorry.
No,
the coffin was moving.
Is he talking to me?
Oscar, honey, shut up, please, for a second. No, he's not talking to you. Listen to me, Aaron. Go back inside. Here we go. I will explain later.
Yeah. You can make it up to me at my father's next funeral.
Baby!
No, I will not have sex with you right now.
I wasn't going to ask you that.
I'm sorry, what were you going to ask?
Is everything okay?
No!
You just...
No!
Michelle, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Kill it.
It's okay.
I'll kill him. Fucking moron!
Dad, leave it alone, please.
Leave it alone?
Please.
I can't believe you brought this maniac. I never want to see him again.
This isn't what Oscar's normally like. You know that. He just took some medication.
Medication?
I gave him a Valium, and he's having a very
Valium,
bad reaction
that
to
is
it.
Not
yes.
A Valium high. Your mother was on Valium for 40 years, and she never knocked over a coffin.
Yeah. Dad, stop it.
This is not over. You're gonna pay for that. I promise you.
In the parlor, Jeff picks up the toppled flowers.
Thanks, Jeff. I brought them cards. People, allow me to extend my apologies, but everything is now being put back into its proper place, so please enjoy the refreshments. The catfish nuggets are to die for. We'll let you know when we're ready to continue.
Let's just burn them and get it over with.
I'm gonna go have a smoke.
Derek leaves Norman, who puts on his jacket.
That must have been horrible for you.
Ryan sits near a somber-faced Martina.
Maybe we should go outside and get some air.
Hey, Big Shot. I read your last book there, Black Hurt.
That's cool.
Thanks, Uncle Russ.
I'm not giving you a compliment, you arrogant bastard. What a load of bullshit. I wouldn't wipe my ass with it.
Meanwhile...
Hey, Aaron. Yo, you all right, man?
I'm old enough.
Yeah, that was heavy duty the way your father fell out his coffin like a dead fish. He was like, blow! I was like, damn! Oh, man.
Not now, Norman. I gotta go somewhere.
You're
okay?
Right, I'm sorry. Hey, Aaron, but you know, it's just scary. You never know when your room is gonna be ready. You never know. When your room is ready, your room is ready. And I'm like scared because I got this rash on my wrist and I don't know where it's coming from. And I know it ain't chlamydia. I know what that looked like. But this is something different and I'm just scared. I don't know, man.
Well, just show it to Uncle Duncan. He's a doctor.
You know something, Uncle Duncan? You're right.
Maybe we're standing still and the coffin's moving.
No,
it's not. Listen to me. The coffin moved. No. I saw it move. God, Elaine, am I losing my mind?
No, you're not losing your mind, honey.
Why are my hands so big?
Oscar, look at me. Focus.
Elaine, I love this game.
Okay, good. Because I have to tell you something.
Okay, what is it, my love?
Remember that Valium that I gave you earlier?
Smirking, he looks up thoughtfully.
Yes.
Well, it turns out that it wasn't really Valium. Not completely.
Oscar stares blankly.
Did you just hear me?
Hello? Hello? Am I going blind in here?
In the kitchen.
Hey, Uncle Duncan. Miss Cynthia, Michelle. I had this thing on my hand and it's been there for weeks and I was just wondering what you think it might be.
I'm not... Look, you probably should see a dermatologist, Norman.
I'm going out to get some air.
I mean, why? I don't have sickle cell anemia or nothing, right?
No, it looks like a pigment mutation.
Duncan starts after Cynthia.
You mean like the Incredible Hulk or something? I can't be turning green out there. I'm a black man. I'm sensitive. I'll be turning green over every little thing. I can see it now. Me getting mail from child support. That's not Hulk, baby. Hulk take blood tests or more be COVID.
You're probably just allergic to something. Maybe shellfish or nuts.
Nuts? What nut mutates?
I don't know. Now, excuse me.
Outside.
Somebody gave me hyperallergenic drugs?
Hallucinogens.
Just look at the bottle.
Elaine, did you tell him?
I just did.
How you feeling, big guy?
I've been drugged.
Yeah, a little bit.
I've been drugged by you.
He grabs Jeff.
Oscar.
He holds him down on a wicker lunch seat.
Elaine, he's incredibly strong right now.
I know.
How long does it last? Like 8 hours?
8 hours?
Oscar releases Jeff and stumbles back.
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
He races away.
Jeffrey, this is all your fault.
This is your fault. You gave it to me.
Elaine takes off after Oscar. Jeff follows. On the porch, Oscar clutches his mouth and hurries past Derek. Elaine chases him.
What's going on?
Not now, Derek.
Me?
Jeff knocks into Derek as he runs past. Elaine catches up to Oscar.
Are you okay?
He takes off again, and the two chase him through the parlor and up the stairs.
Oscar, sweetie, slow down.
Oscar.
He rushes into Aaron and Michelle's bedroom.
Oscar, no. Don't go in there. Oscar. Oscar.
Oscar reemerges.
In here, in the bathroom here.
He enters it, slamming the door behind him. Elaine runs into it.
Ow!
She opens it. He holds a blow dryer like a gun.
Get back or I will blow your head off. Get your hands up.
Your
hands up!
With her hands raised, Elaine backs away. Oscar locks her out, then lifts the toilet's lid.
Are you kidding me? Open the door, baby.
Jeff searches his pockets.
You're locked in, so please unlock the door, okay?
Elaine.
She grits her teeth at him. He glares, then storms off. In the bathroom, Oscar eyes the label on a deodorant stick.
Oscar, open the door.
Last up to 8 hours.
Open the door.
Perfect.
He applies it to the armpits on his shirt.
Oscar?
It's already been...
He stares at his watch.
5 minutes. That's good.
Elaine kicks the door.
Motherfucker! 5 minutes!
Downstairs, Aaron chats with a guest.
You know what? Why don't you go get something to eat, and we're gonna start pretty soon.
As the guest heads off, Frank appears.
Grief does strange things to people, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you remember, there's something I would like to talk to you about.
Could we just do this?
Is there someplace private we could go?
Aaron leads him into the study, where Frank takes in the refined decor.
This is... lovely. So Edward.
I know.
The dwarf spots a manuscript on a coffee table.
Oh. You're writing a novel.
He eyes its title page.
Yeah, that's Mine.
Aaron flips the manuscript over.
Just like your brother.
Actually, I was writing before my brother. I got a couple of pieces published in Jet. One about hypertension. That was a while back, though. Now I'm working mainly as a tax accountant.
Well, then, you must be very proud of Ryan getting all of his novels published.
Yeah, pretty proud. What did you want to talk about?
Your father and I were very close.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Spent a lot of time together.
Okay, well, you know, Dad was a fun guy.
I have some photos I want to show you. A few snaps of us.
He takes a seat.
That's me and your dad at Venice Beach, Muscle Beach.
He hands a photo to Aaron, who sits as he inspects it.
And here we are in West Hollywood at the Halloween parade. I don't know if you've ever been, but what a spectacle that is.
Upstairs, Oscar spots his reflection in a mirror. He staggers back.
Oscar.
Moving closer, he presses his hands to the glass.
How'd you get in here?
Meanwhile,
here we are at the premiere of Dreamgirls. I was dressed as Dina, and your father just had to be Effie.
Aaron lifts his gaze from the photos to Frank.
So, how exactly did you know my father?
A sly smile spreads across Frank's face. Aaron follows the dwarf's gaze to a statuette of two naked men wrestling. He spots a book with Madonna on its cover and another statuette of a naked, well-muscled man holding another man upside down. Aaron stands.
No. No. You think you can come in here and just slander my dad's name by showing me a couple of pictures of you guys going to see Dreamgirls? So what? I've seen Dreamgirls 2-3 times. Doesn't mean I'm gay. Stepping to the bad side, gonna be a mean ride. What's that prove?
I'm sorry. I guess he would have told you himself, but he wasn't sure how you'd react.
Does my mother know?
No. And there's no reason she has to. Just as long as I get what's owed to me.
Excuse me? What's owed to you?
Well, I deserve something. Your father and I were lovers, and he left me absolutely nothing in his will. How do you think that makes me feel?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I will tell you how it makes me feel. Cheap. Like some cheap piece of ass.
What do you want?
What I want is a lot, but I'm not asking you for what I want. I deserve $30,000.
$30,000? You smoking meth? I'm not giving you $30,000. I'm trying to buy a house. I'm trying to have a kid. I can't give you $30,000.
Now listen, your father made me a promise to take care of me. I made certain sacrifices to keep him happy. Now, I don't want to, but I will show these photos to your mother. Do you really want me to do that?
Aaron eyes one of them.
Ah!
He tucks it into his breast pocket. Shaking his head, he strides to the door and points at Frank.
Wait here.
He hurries out, closes the door behind him, and pauses.
Okay.
As he moves past two chatting guests, one of them stops him.
Oh, Aaron, I was just telling George here how when we were boys together, your father used to make us all go skinny dipping. Isn't that funny?
Hilarious.
He breezes through the parlor.
Well, maybe your husband will know.
Wait. Aaron!
He ignores her.
Push it. Sometime today.
Meanwhile...
Anything I can do to help?
No. I'm fine, thank you.
Derek strolls over and leans against the bathroom doorframe.
Oscar, please.
Say, Elaine, what are you doing after the funeral? I got usher tickets, front row, Staples Center.
You don't have usher tickets.
Well, no, not yet, but I can get them.
You know
like
what?
That.
Derek, please go away.
He shouts through the door.
You don't deserve her.
He doesn't. I go find Norman?
Outside.
So you've never been to New York?
I've been with my parents once.
Oh, no, that's not seeing New York. You gotta come visit. Just hang out. When's your birthday?
I turned 18 last week.
Ryan recoils giddily and claps his hands.
Yeah. Well, that's my favorite number, girl. You know, I want you to get yourself on a bus and come visit me in New York this year. Can you do that? For me?
He pouts.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I got all kind of snacks for you.
Really?
You like sugar daddies?
Ryan, I need to talk to you.
Aaron, not now.
I really need to talk to you.
Aaron, give me 5 minutes, okay? Bruh, I'm grieving here.
Martina, could you excuse us? We really got to talk about something. Hey, SpongeBob's on.
Martina leaves.
All right, talk to you later.
What are you doing?
Remember the guy that came by a little earlier that we didn't recognize?
Dude in the leather jacket.
Yeah, well, he came by the study and he showed me some pictures of him and Dad.
So he showed you some pictures. What's wrong
pictures
with that?
Pictures of him and Dad together.
So we playing 20 questions now or what?
He was Dad's lover.
No.
The guy's name is Frank. He showed me some pictures of him and Dad doing stuff.
You telling me our father was on a down low?
Way down low.
Oh, hell no. I don't believe that. My father's not gay. Matter of fact, he's so straight, he makes me seem gay. And I ain't fucking gay.
Aaron shows him the photo.
Oh, Daddy. I didn't know he did yoga. Oh, look, got the wheelbarrow.
Inside, Derek sits with Norman.
I just don't get it. I don't know what she sees in that poser that she doesn't see in me.
Seems serious, don't it?
Of course it is. It's my life. I've only been sleeping like 8 hours a night, man. I'm at my wit's end.
What? No, dude, yeah. Me. Pigment mutation?
Oh, right.
Norman scratches his wrist.
Well, maybe it's vitiligo, that thing Michael Jackson had on his balls.
I don't know what Michael Jackson had on his balls. You asking me, like I was down there or something.
He forks up a bite of cake, then frowns.
Hey, try this cake. It might have nuts in it.
So?
Elaine's dad said I might just be allergic to nuts.
So don't eat nuts. Put the fork down. Don't eat
That's
it.
That's what I do when I'm stressed. I eat.
You ain't gonna eat when your hand falls off, Papa.
Just try the cake for me. See if it has nuts in it, please.
Elaine's driving me crazy. You're not helping.
Derek leaves. In a nearby corner, Uncle Russell awakes. He spots Norman at the dining table.
That here. Slapping down food for a second. Make me a plate.
I'm gonna wash my hands and make you a dynamite plate. I know you like hot sauce on your collard greens. That's...
He hurries off.
Come here, Papa.
With his cane, Uncle Russell steals his cake and takes a bite.
Uncle Russell,
Have you seen a little pill? A bottle with some Valium in it? Is that a yes? Or...
Don't scare me like that.
He takes the cake from his mouth.
Shit, tastes like it got nuts in it. Shit.
Outside.
I'm sure we'll start again soon.
Dr. Barnes.
Let's go back inside.
So I just need a moment alone.
Just 1 minute. Dr. Barnes.
Excuse me.
Duncan rushes off. Norman turns to Cynthia, who sits on a patio couch.
How you doing, Miss Cynthia? You look good.
Thank you.
You hanging in there? Your macaroni is superb. Six different cheeses. He looked good in that box. The rigor mortis set in well, you know, except for that left hand. You might just want to throw an oven mitt or something on there. Yeah. The suit he got on is magnificent, you know? Looked like Colin Powell, looked just like a Republican. but did you check the shoes? Because sometimes they take the shoes right off the feet in the funeral home, right? Especially if they're gators.
Norman? Excuse me.
Sorry, Miss Cynthia.
Jesus Christ.
She leaves. Norman notices Jeff's pill bottle on the ground.
Somebody dropped their pills.
Meanwhile,
if we don't give him the money right now, he's gonna start showing Mom the pictures.
Let me think. All right, let me think.
Think.
You're gonna have to pay him.
That's your big idea? I'm gonna have to pay him? Where's your money? Don't you have a savings, a nest egg, a damn piggy bank?
Aaron, I'm in debt up to my ass. I'm broke, man. It's hammer time, okay? If I don't get some money soon, I'm gonna have to do a damn reality show.
Okay, so I gotta pay for the funeral, the catering, and all this other shit? And now I gotta pull $30,000 out of my ass? You know, he's your dad, too.
Yeah, but you the oldest?
By 9 months, as you love to point out.
Doesn't matter. Besides, you've been living off of Mom and Dad long enough. You must have saved some money. What, you haven't paid rent in a long time?
Hey, I've been living with them, not often. And Dad's been retired for 5 years. Who do you think's been paying all these bills?
Well, if we both got money issues, what can we do? Fuck them! Fuck!
The guests stare.
Fuck him, Aaron. Fuck him.
Aaron shows him the photo again. Ryan cringes.
Pay the man. Just pay him.
Upstairs in the bathroom, Oscar spins in a circle and wraps his entire head in toilet paper. Outside, Jeff searches some bushes. In the kitchen, the Reverend approaches Uncle Russell.
You okay there, friend?
Hey, fuck no. My nephew's dead, a little bastard ate all the potato salad.
Aaron walks by.
I think we're just about ready to start that service again.
Just 5 more minutes, please, just 5. Bye.
Hey, baby, what's going on? Is everything okay?
No, we're not going to be able to move out as soon as we hope. I'm sorry.
Michelle chases after him.
Listen to me. Hello? What are you talking about?
No, I wouldn't have said it unless I had a good reason.
Okay, fine. So what's the reason?
We don't have time right now. Let's go.
Listen, I am trying to be understanding, but you have some explaining to do. And I mean it.
Just a little more time.
The brothers enter the study and find Frank lounging on a couch reading Aaron's manuscript.
Hey, it's not supposed to be read yet.
Aaron snatches it away.
Well, it was on the coffee table.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, when someone leaves something on a coffee table, it's assumed it's for everybody. That's pretty standard.
Those are coffee table rules.
Can we get to the point here?
Fine by me.
Ryan settles into a leather chair.
So I write the check. You give us the photos, and you stay away from our mother. Is that the deal?
Deal.
Okay.
Aaron sits at a desk and takes out a pen.
What's your last name?
Lovett. With 2 T's.
He fills out a check.
Lovett.
Is that your first one?
What?
The novel. It's a first draft.
Yeah. So?
Oh, no. Nothing.
Frank holds up his hands, then turns to Ryan.
I tried writing once. Didn't work for me either. I think it's like a gift. Either you have it or you don't.
He looks at Aaron.
Must be hard for you, though. I mean, your brother being a best-selling author and all. Your father and I read Rhonda's Tiny Box cover to cover together. We loved it. He was so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I guess.
That's it. I can't do it.
Whoa, Aaron. No. What are you doing?
There is no way in the world I'm giving this guy my hard-earned money. No.
Don't be stupid, okay? Now, I'll pay you back as soon as my advance comes in.
He picks today, the day of our father's funeral, and then on top of that, he insults my book? No,
he rips up the check.
But he got pictures.
So what? I don't give a fuck what he's got. He could show them to the world. He could put them on Facebook for all I care. Who the fuck does he think he is?
Fine, but this is on your head.
Hold on.
Ryan blocks the door.
Okay, you need to back off. No, let's discuss this.
There's nothing to discuss.
No.
Oh, I said back off, buddy.
He reaches into his jacket.
You gonna bring a gat to a funeral? Nah, no, nobody got to get capped. Nobody.
Ryan wrestles Frank to the ground.
Get his gun.
He got no damn. You got any rope? Any duct tape?
What, I look like a serial killer? I would just keep rope and duct tape in my pocket.
I can't see nothing.
He adjusts his glasses on his face as he holds Frank down.
Hey, use your tie.
My tie? What the fuck am I gonna do with my tie?
Stuff it in his mouth. First key to war is to cut off communication. All right, now grab that curtain thing. Hurry up.
As Frank flails his legs, Aaron ties a curtain rope around his ankles.
Come on, Aaron, damn.
You feel like I'm in a fucking rodeo.
Okay, now get his hands. Shit. Ah, damn, strong, ain't he? Damn it, do I gotta do everything?
Everything but write a fucking check.
Do you know who was in that cake? What's going on? Who's that dude? Come in and shut the damn door.
Come on, Aaron.
What's happening?
He having a seizure.
Damn! Yeah. You know what? I just found some value outside. You think this will calm him down?
Good. Yeah. Give him some rope.
Come on. Put his jacket under his head so he don't bite down on us.
Hurry up.
I learned up to see that boys and girls high school.
Come on.
Here, buddy. This will make you feel calm.
Norman forces some pills into Frank's mouth.
Yes, baby. Yeah. Look at that. You're going to be fine, my
You guys happen to see a little,
Come in, Jeff. Come in.
Norman, I told you to lock the damn door. You said shut the damn door, right?
What's going on?
He's having a seizure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, why is he all tied up?
We don't want him to swallow his tongue.
No.
That's part of the medical procedure.
In the bathroom, Oscar squishes his nose against a window and moves his face up and down. Elaine waits in the adjoining bedroom. She sinks to the floor, her back pressed against the wall. Now, Oscar opens the window overlooking the backyard and leans out. Sun shines on his bare back. Below, oblivious guests sit at tables and mingle. Gazing around in amazement, Oscar reaches his arms out. His fiancée waits obliviously on the other side of the door. Oscar steps his bare feet out the window, then perches on the slanted roof. He smiles as the sun glistens on his naked body. Back in the study.
He's blackmailing you? Over what?
If I could tell you, it wouldn't be blackmail, now would it?
Hey, look, just trust us. He's the bad guy, okay? We'll explain it to you later.
Yeah, well, what are we gonna do with him?
What are we gonna do, Ryan, now that you jumped his ass?
I don't know. Okay, you think, people.
You're the big writer. Why don't you write something where we all live happily ever after? How long is that Valium gonna last?
Valium? What Valium?
I found a bottle of Valium, so we gave him a few, thinking it would calm him down.
He hands Jeff the bottle.
You gave him a few of these?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
What?
What?
Jeff hushes them, then leads them into the bathroom. Frank watches suspiciously.
I found him on the ground outside.
Jeff glances at the bound and gagged dwarf.
Hi.
All right, see, here's the story. All right, everybody calling these little guys here value. They're wrong, because it's not value. It's more like acid mixed with acid, which is acid.
Oh, no.
And Oscar took one earlier by mistake, which is why he's been acting all crazy.
Jeff, what are you doing with that stuff?
I just whipped up a simple batch for a friend.
What friend? Amy Winehouse?
Wait a minute. You telling us that Elaine's boyfriend, old boy who knocked over our father's coffin, only had one of those things?
One. Oh, shit. Shit's right.
And you give him how many?
About 4 or 5.
4 or 5? Jesus, Norman. Oh, that poor bastard.
I thought they were Valium.
You out of 10. I need you out of 2.
Jeff, they were Valium.
But 5? Yes. Norman, I wouldn't give somebody 5 cough drops. See, that's because the wave cap is too tight.
Okay. Maybe we should call an ambulance.
If anyone finds out that this guy's been force-fed acid, we could all be arrested. TMZ, here I come.
Could he die?
Hey.
Could he die?
No. Crazy. Maybe. A little bit. Possibly. It depends.
Aaron? Ryan, honey? Are you in there, baby? We need to get things started.
Ma? We'll be right out.
Okay, look, we gotta go out there, okay? We gotta buy some time until we figure this out. You two stay here and watch him.
What you mean, stay here and watch?
Norman, just make sure he doesn't escape, okay? Just lock the door behind us.
This is all your fault. You and your chemistry set, man. Ever since the 9th grade.
Shut up, Norman.
Aaron and Ryan exit the study.
Hey, Mom, how's it going?
Reverend Davis wants to talk to the two of you. Aaron, where's your tie?
I'm looking for it.
The brothers join the Reverend in front of their father's coffin.
Now look, I have been patient, but I'm about done with patience. If we don't resume this funeral pretty soon, we're going to have a little conversation about my compensation.
Sure. Could I get 5 more minutes?
Why are you making me go through this again?
Just hear me out, okay? The only reason you won't go out with me is because your dad likes
No!
me.
She struggles to stand.
Can I get some milk, please?
Lord, your skin's so supple.
Can you stop that?
Okay.
The real reason why I don't want to go out with you is because it was a mistake before. We had a couple of intense months, but then I realized that we just...
They're not true. We had a lot of fun.
He stares off confoundedly.
I bought you a watch, right?
Here.
All right.
Take it.
Please. What about our first night together? After Norman's party? That was amazing. Transcendent.
I was so drunk. You could have been a donkey for all I knew.
Thank you.
It's not a compliment, Derek. You know... Go away. Go away.
You still think about me, though, don't you? Don't say anything.
On his way out, Derek glances smugly at her.
What is wrong with him?
On the roof, Derek childishly claps his bare, bent legs together. He adds to the rhythm by tapping his knees with his hands. In the kitchen,
still no potato salad.
He finds a half-eaten plate of it by Derek.
Oh, hey, Uncle Russell. No, yeah, that belongs to this lady. You don't want to eat that.
She don't need it. It's mine now. Huh? Mm-hmm.
He notices Derek's pensive gaze.
What's your problem, son?
It's women. Women are my problem, Uncle Russell.
No such thing as having a woman without a problem.
Right.
If they didn't have problems, they wouldn't let us touch them.
Right.
Hmm? Now, let me tell you something about women. Smarter than you think they are, but not nearly as smart as they think they are. Sweet bitches.
I don't get it. She acts like I don't exist. I can't believe she doesn't feel the way I do.
She's just playing hard to get.
Right.
She wants you to work for it a bit.
Okay.
A woman wants a man who can control her.
Yeah, you think so? Is that the way it is?
You walk up to her, and you shake her.
Shake her?
Yeah.
You want me to shake her?
Not shaking her hasn't worked, has it?
Okay.
You shake her, and you kiss her.
I just don't know if that would go over so well.
Oh, man.
What's up?
I gotta take a shit. Oh, man, just when I had my pituitary.
Hey, Norman! I gotta take a crap.
With Frank.
Look at his eyes. That doesn't look normal.
Look like a zombie. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I need the toilet. Open up. Open the door.
Can't you use the one upstairs?
I'm in a wheelchair, you fucking idiot. How am I supposed to get up the goddamn
stairs?
What
are we gonna do?
Open the fucking door.
Jeff and Norman lift Frank by his shoulders and ankles.
Yeah, and I need the toilet. Open up.
They toss him behind the couch. Norman hurries over to the door.
Open the goddamn door.
Just a minute. I'm trying to find the key.
I need the toilet, you fat bastard.
Jeff jumps over the couch, landing on Frank.
I've just gone across the room to get the key, Uncle Russell. So you can use the bathroom, because I know you got a doodle.
Now open the fucking door. Shit.
Damn it, what the hell is going on here?
Norman opens the door.
Uncle Russell, get your ass out here. Uncle Russell, nothing, man. Shit.
In the sunroom.
Think.
I'm thinking.
Well, you know what? Stop thinking and do something.
Why'd I gotta do something? You the one that tied him up.
Well, somebody had to look out for Mama.
I've been looking out for Mom since you got your book deal, you pompous piece of shit.
You just can't get over it, can you?
You burning with jealousy. All because I left and did what you always wanted to do.
I couldn't just leave my family. I got Mom. I got Dad. I got a wife. I got all sorts of responsibility.
Don't put it off on responsibility. You spent 3 years on a novel and you won't let anybody read it. What you gonna do? Wait until you're dead? What you think you're gonna be, the Tupac of books? Machiavelli?
At least I'm not some hack writing a bunch of crap, Mr. Mama's Secret. The secret is it sucks. Mr. Black Hurt, it hurts to read that shit.
Mr. No Ink, Mr. Blank Page, ain't nothing there. At least my shit gets published.
Oh, that's what it's about, just getting published?
Don't put your hand on me, Harry.
I'll put my hand on
Don't
you.
Don't touch me, man.
I'll put my hand upside you.
He pats Ryan's chest.
I'm a hands-on motherfucker.
What you want to do, punch me? Punch me in the face?
Why would I do that when I could do this?
He knees Ryan in the groin. Doubling over, the younger brother punches Aaron in the crotch. A view from the porch shows their silhouettes grappling behind the window shade.
Tell him. Don't
you tell Mama! Don't you tell Mama!
Aaron!
You run!
Michelle looks in.
What's going on? Why are you acting like this?
Get off! Tell her.
Tell me what? What?
Michelle comes in and shuts the door.
Remember the guy with the leather jacket?
Of course, yeah, your father's friend.
Okay, I don't know how to tell you this, but it looks like him and Dad were being intimate.
They were having sex, Michelle.
No.
Yeah.
No. With him? Are you sure? I mean, maybe he's here making...
Well, sure. And what makes things worse is now this guy wants $30,000.
$30,000?
Or else he's gonna start showing pictures of them doing stuff.
Stuff? Like what kind of stuff?
Sex stuff.
Aaron shows his wife the sex photo.
Oh my.
In the study's adjoining bathroom, Norman hefts Russell over the toilet.
I got a goddamn torpedo coming down.
Jeff comes out from his hiding place.
You do that by yourself. No, I can't. I'm a goddamn handicapped. My drawers. Don't leave me having
it. My drawers.
Come on.
Left alone, Frank peeks out from behind the couch, then removes his gag.
Snake in your mouth.
Norman lowers Russell onto the toilet.
No, my hand is stuck.
How you get your hand?
I love these padded seats.
No, my hand is stuck.
Put it out.
No, Russell, please.
He yanks his hand out from under Russell. It's covered in diarrhea. Jeff halts in his tracks, shrieking as Norman rinses his hand in the sink. The jetting water splashes the poo in all directions.
How did something like that happen? Oh, my. Oh, Norman.
Norman turns. Diarrhea smears his face.
Please give me a towel. Please.
Recoiling, Jeff holds out a towel.
What? No.
Mr. Spot.
Norman faces a mirror.
No! No!
Jeff suppresses a sob and Uncle Russell dozes off. On the couch in the study, Frank dances around in circles. Back in the bathroom, Norman blots his face with the towel.
No! I think I got some of it in my mouth.
On the couch, Frank grimaces madly.
Pull yourself together. Would you rather be shitty-mouthed or get caught?
Think. You're right. I'm gonna get myself together. Everything is copacetic. I'm gonna forget about the poop in my mouth.
I'm just gonna hold my breath for a second.
Frank falls off the couch. Jeff and Norman peek in to find him lying motionless next to a broken corner of the coffee table.
How the fuck did he check him?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey.
You okay, man?
Oh, shit.
Norman shuts the bathroom door while Jeff gently nudges Frank.
Check him.
You okay?
Wake up. Come on, wake up, little buddy.
What's his name?
I don't know. Larry, try Larry.
Larry,
shake him.
Hey, Larry.
Come on.
Yo, Larry.
Maybe it's not Larry. Try another one, Bert, Ernie, I don't know, Big Bird, whatever.
I'm gonna check to see if he's breathing, because that's what people do when they're alive, right? I'm gonna check to make sure he's breathing, because he's gotta be breathing. Lord Jesus, please let him be breathing. He's not breathing. Shit.
What?
He's dead.
Oh.
In the sunroom.
We're just gonna give this guy half the money we saved.
It's not quite that simple.
Well, why not?
Aaron refused to pay.
Well, how come you couldn't pay, Ryan?
That's not the point. Besides, the only reason Aaron tore up the check is because little man was talking shit about his novel.
Hey, no.
Wait, what? Your novel? You won't let me read your novel, but you let that guy read your novel?
I didn't let him.
Really? Really, Aaron? Really?
Michelle storms out, leaving the doors to the parlor wide open.
Thanks a lot.
Let her go. She'll get over it. Hey, at least that white guy finally got what he deserved.
Let me get this straight. Our father was having gay sex with a guy that could fit in his pocket. And you're mad because he's white?
I don't give a fuck. Leave me be. I'm grieving.
Grieving.
Heading out, the brothers spot Norman leaving the study. He crosses toward them with a frozen grin.
What the fuck is he doing now? Norman, why are you grinning like Louis Armstrong?
Aaron, Ryan, could you please come to the study?
The brothers sniff the air, then follow him across the crowded parlor.
Smells like shit. Excuse me.
Norman opens the study door, ushering them in.
What?
Aaron stares.
Wait a minute. Somebody call an ambulance. Get an ambulance.
There's no point.
What do you mean there's no point?
I mean, look at him, Aaron. He's dead.
You mean like dead?
Is there any other kind of dead, Aaron?
What did y'all do to him?
We didn't do nothing. I mean,
well, you must have done something. When we left, he was alive, and I was expecting to find him that way when I got back.
He got in a fight with the table, and the table won.
Oh, this is really bad.
Yeah. Guys, what are we gonna do?
About 25 to life.
I think I have somewhere else to be right now.
Whoa.
Ryan, I can't go to jail. I'm not jail type. You know how fast a rash spreads in prison?
Ryan slaps him.
Shit out. No one here knows who this guy is. Nobody knows his name. They probably didn't even notice him.
Didn't notice him? He's 4 fucking feet tall.
All we gotta do is get rid of the body. It'll be like he came and left.
What are you gonna do, put it on Craigslist? Takes me 2 months to get rid of a couch.
Wait. Did anybody see the size of Uncle Edward's coffin? Huh?
You want to bury him with our father?
I mean, why not? It's not like anybody's going to notice. Come on.
Wait a minute. You got to admit it makes sense, Harry.
I mean, think about it. The coffin's here, the hole's in the ground. I mean, unless you got a better suggestion, big bro. I say we bury the motherfucker.
Upstairs.
It's funny. No matter what you say or how many times you say it, I'm still convinced that we're going to wind up together.
Well, we all make mistakes, don't we?
Elaine, I'm serious. You only live once, all right? So you might as well do whatever it is that's going to make you the most
maybe
happy.
Maybe I found something outside of myself that I truly care about. And maybe you should too, Derek. And I'm not talking about my father or his money.
Well, that's just downright cold. I care about you, Elaine.
You don't, Derek. You care about you. You care about me in relation to how I affect you.
Not true, Elaine. I deserve you. I do.
Get over yourself.
I'm serious. What is it about this guy? What does he have that I don't? Not success, right?
Well, for one thing, he's caring. Oh. You wouldn't cross a room to help somebody in need, and that's all Oscar ever does. He helps people. He's considerate. He's thoughtful. He's stable. Yeah. He's a bunch of things that you will never be.
Like naked on the roof.
What?
Elaine joins Derek near a window.
Oh my God, Oscar!
Derek shakes her.
I should have done this hours ago.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Stop it!
Come here.
No!
He forcibly kisses her. Their struggle takes them to the window and Oscar sees them.
Elaine? Oh, God.
Get off me!
Elaine!
Oh my God!
Seriously?
She punches Derek and faces a retreating Oscar.
Okay, what are you doing?
Could have had something
Oscar!
Beautiful, Elaine, but you had to ruin it. Not even bleeding. Hit like a girl.
She opens the windows.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
What are you doing?
What's
saw you kissing him.
No,
yes,
no,
I just saw it.
Kissing
you just
him.
Kissed him.
No, I didn't cheater. Kiss him. I swear to you.
Thing, you're a cheater.
Shut up and get out of here.
You cheated on me.
Back
I'm gonna jump.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go honey, talk to Norman. You guys are perfect
you
for each other.
You have drugs in your system.
I'm gonna jump.
Oscar, no. Oscar, get back here. Honey, please.
Below, the funeral guests gather in the yard to watch. Climbing higher, Oscar takes a tumble.
Oscar, are you okay?
He stands.
I'm fine. I'm okay. Look at all you ants.
He gazes down from the roof's edge.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this is high up here. Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, in the study.
So how are we going to get him to the coffin?
What about that Louis Vuitton bag you brought? You could fit two of them in there.
You know, Aaron, this ain't about us. Okay? Come on, y'all. Think.
We should smuggle them in the laundry bag.
Wow.
Like they do in the prison movies.
Norman, it's Derek. Let me in.
Ah, shit. Right, let's put him in the bathroom.
They carry Frank to the bathroom.
Norman.
Hold on. I'm trying to find my pants.
What pants?
Hold on.
Man, open the door. It's an emergency.
On the toilet, Russell wakes.
What the hell?
Aaron shuts the door.
What the hell is Uncle Russell doing in the toilet?
He had to go.
I don't care. Not in there. Not now. What the hell?
That's how I got old man poop on.
Aaron, open the door.
As the others carry Frank out of view, Aaron opens up a crack.
Hey, Aaron. I got to talk to Norman right now.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Derek leans in.
It's Oscar. He went crazy. He's up.
Frank sits on the couch with the others.
What the hell's going on in here?
Nothing. What?
It's Oscar, man. He went crazy. He's up on the roof, stark naked. He saw me kissing Elaine, and now he's threatening to jump.
You were kissing Elaine?
Yeah, I told you she was in love with me.
Derek leaves, and Aaron shuts the door.
Shit.
What?
I gotta go.
Whoa, hold up. Where you going, big boy?
Right. If he jumps, my sister's gonna kill me. You know I wouldn't jump shit, but I gotta go. Aaron, I'm in.
Oh, shit. I gotta go. Lock up. Don't kill anybody.
Racing from the study, Jeff and Aaron sprint out to the backyard.
Oscar, what are you doing?
She cheated on me.
I didn't do anything. He kissed me.
Oscar, try to get down.
Please come down, baby. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
I saw you kissing him, cheating on me right in front of me. What was that?
Can we just talk about it here?
Cheater, cheater, Derek eater, ha-da-da-da, something, something.
Oscar, please.
You be quiet, Jezebel. Cheaters never win. Winners never cheat.
I'm coming up.
No,
you don't
ma'am.
Want to come back inside, so I'm.
Elaine, this is a man's job.
Elaine climbs out.
Don't come up here.
Don't do that. What are you doing, Elaine? Elaine.
Come up here. I'm jumping. One more step. I'm jumping off this roof.
She makes her way toward Oscar.
Elaine.
Don't come up here. I'm gonna jump.
What are you doing? Michelle taps Aaron's shoulder.
Did you hear me say it?
God, what are you doing, ma'am?
Hey, I think I can get rid of this guy, but I need you to stay out here and make sure that nobody comes in.
Okay, fine. I'll do what I can. Look, listen, you owe me.
Okay.
Big time.
Okay, all the sperm you want. All the sperm you want.
Yeah, please.
No.
All the sperm I want. All the sperm I want. Okay.
In the study, Ryan nudges Frank's foot off his leg.
Who is it?
Aaron, who do you think it is? Open the door.
Ryan leans forward attentively as Norman lets his brother in.
Everybody's outside. We gotta move this body right now.
Let's do it. Let's go for it.
Let me get my
arms.
The brothers lift Frank.
Be gentle, be gentle. Just because he's dead don't mean he can't bruise.
He's small, but he's heavy as shit.
Turn him around this way.
Be careful with his head.
All right.
Be careful with his head.
Wish Dad would have picked a smaller guy. Quick.
Norman leads them to the deserted parlor.
Quick. You got it. Come on. Make sure no one comes in.
Staying in the hallway, Norman slides the room's ornate doors shut just as Reverend Davis arrives.
Hey there, young fella.
Oh!
My name, Aaron.
Hey, Reverend! There's something I want to ask you. At what age did you decide to get your church on?
In the parlor, the brothers maneuver their way past rows of chairs.
I really need to use the phone.
Oh, that's cool.
Was there one inside?
No, there's no one inside there, but I need to make a confession. You know,
I'm not a priest.
That's all right, because I'm not a Catholic. It's just that I know that I've been touched in some religious fashion.
In the parlor, the brothers struggle unsuccessfully to hold the dwarf and open the coffin at the same time. They drop him, then lift the coffin's lid. Back in the hallway.
I'm addicted to strip clubs, the smell, the pole, the stretch marks, the C-section scars. I didn't know nothing about whipped cream. Nothing. I didn't even eat because I'm diabetic, so if I eat whipped cream in the wrong place, I'm going to break out.
Meanwhile, the brothers hoist up Frank's limp body again.
Got him.
They lay him face down in the casket, his feet on either side of Edward's head. Aaron regards the arrangement disapprovingly.
We can't just leave him like this.
Frank lies with his face buried in Edward's crotch.
Well, in a strange way, this might be what he wanted.
Come on, man. You can't be serious for one damn second. Just forget it, man. It's just some more Ryan bullshit.
Why you gotta say shit like that? Why don't you try laughing, enjoying life? Be spontaneous for once. It might make you a better writer.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Let's do this.
Just this light came down on me and it was angels, but they was dressed like strippers.
I really need to make a phone call. There's a man outside on the roof and he's about to jump.
Don't worry about it. He's gonna be jumping for joy.
The reverend tries to sneak past Norman, who grabs him.
I haven't finished telling you. I met Yolanda and the stripper.
Let's pray.
In the parlor.
Bye, Dad.
Aaron stares into the coffin where Frank now lies snuggled against Edward. On the roof.
Oscar.
Don't come any closer. I'm going to jump off this roof.
I love you. I only love you.
What were you doing with him then?
I wasn't with him.
I saw you kissing him passionately.
He kissed me.
It doesn't matter. I'll never be good enough. Never be good enough for your father. I'm never going to be good enough for you.
Maybe come inside, please.
No, you go inside.
You have to come with me.
Why should I?
Because you're going to be a father.
Oscar stares at Elaine. She swallows as she holds his gaze.
I'm pregnant?
No. I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant too?
Yes, we're pregnant.
We're gonna have a baby.
Yeah.
Really?
Grinning, Oscar hugs her.
Oh, baby, you scared me. Don't do that.
We're having a baby!
Oh, great.
It's okay. I wish the lady would give me a baby.
You blew it, son!
It's upsetting for me too.
I'm gonna go check on Cynthia.
Aaron! Hurry up! People are coming inside!
She rushes to the parlor.
Is he gone?
Looks like it.
Oh. Well, everything's cool?
Everything's cool.
The coffin sits closed behind them. On the roof, yeah. Elaine and Oscar kiss.
Can we go now?
Yeah.
Okay. Oscar slips. He grabs the roof ledge and hangs in front of a window.
Oh, hold on! Honey! Oh, shit! Jeff!
Oh, fuck!
Stay right there. Wait,
be
stay
careful.
Right there.
He's on something.
Yeah, I got him.
Okay. Someone's coming up. You're gonna be fine.
Jeff!
I'm slipping.
Pull yourself back up.
Oscar vainly struggles to lift his naked body back onto the ledge. Meanwhile, Jeff sprints into the house.
Okay, I can't do it.
Somebody help me, please.
Jeff rushes up the stairs.
Oscar, I'm coming.
He barrels into the bathroom door. It bursts open and he finds Oscar dangling in front of the window. He grabs onto him.
Who's that?
Oscar's crotch presses against Jeff's cheek.
My manhood is being questioned right now.
He holds Oscar right underneath his buttocks.
You have him?
Yeah, it's on my cheek. It's on my cheek, Elaine.
Okay, Jeff has him.
He's incredibly endowed.
Jeff.
I can use some help here.
Here's Jeff.
I got you, buddy. You're so beautiful.
Okay, I love you.
She watches him slip out of view into the house, then collapses tiredly. In the parlor, the guests reconvene.
Hi, Miss Cynthia.
Norman.
She eyes him as she sniffs.
Is that you?
She hurries off.
Oh, Aaron.
Aaron, I really think we should start again.
I'll get the Reverend.
Ryan, thank you so much for getting things back on track. I am really so glad you're here.
With a smirk, Ryan nods at his mother. She glances around, then frowns.
Where's Uncle Russell?
They all look around. Upstairs.
Starting to feel better.
Oh, good.
Thanks to you.
He eyes her belly.
And you. And you, Jeff.
Gargling mouthwash, Jeff gives a thumbs up. As he spits, Oscar pats his shoulder.
That was very brave.
Jeff pushes him off.
Listen, no offense, but like me and you can't never touch again.
Okay.
Okay.
Elaine kisses Jeff's cheek.
Jeff, thank you.
I need to go get like a big ass Tic Tac. Right now.
He heads off.
Oh, God.
She hugs Oscar.
Oh, baby.
In the bedroom, Jeff pauses.
Oh, shit.
He searches his pockets. He flinches as Duncan grabs him.
Sorry, Dad. I'm just real vulnerable right now.
As he hurries away, Elaine leads Oscar out of the bathroom.
Elaine.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, thank God you're safe.
Yes, we're good.
Oh, and you. You imbecile. What the hell is wrong with you? Stay away from my daughter.
Look, Dad.
Elaine, stay out of this.
No, I'm not gonna stay out of it. This is my life. You don't like it too bad.
And I'm gonna tell you something. If you want to have me and my child in your life, you better change your attitude. You got that? I love you.
My little girl.
They embrace tenderly. As they part, Oscar hugs Duncan.
I love you too.
He kisses him.
Dad.
Downstairs, Aaron and Ryan rush into the study bathroom.
What the fuck's going on in here?
Sorry, Uncle Russell.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Somebody was on the roof. Then we just had to get them off. Okay, I got your pants. Hold up.
Never mind that. What about that dead body you dragged in here?
Dead body?
Hey, don't mess with me. I know what a dead man when I see one. I live in a goddamn retirement home. Let's go, goddammit, it smells in this room. Yes.
In the parlor.
How's the skin thing?
I don't know. I'm more concerned with the shit smell. Can you tell?
But the thing on your hand, you just put a little vinegar on it. That'll clear it right up. It's an old family secret. The shit thing can't help you with. I would recommend a shower or a bath.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Elaine and Oscar arrive.
I'm sorry about the whole Elaine thing, man.
It's okay. Jerry, she's gonna have a kid. Do you see me as a dad?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, this shit's been crazy. You got people falling out of the casket. You got people hanging off the roof. Can I have the keys? I'm gonna go wait in the car.
What?
I'm just tired.
Okay.
Norman hands Derek the keys, then spreads his arms for a hug. Derek pats him instead.
Love you.
Hey, I love you too.
I saw him. He was dead.
Okay. I know you did, Uncle Russ. We all did.
No dumb shit. In the bathroom. He was in the bathroom dead.
I cannot believe what a nightmare today's been.
I don't know. I think it's kind of exciting. For a funeral.
Aaron rolls his eyes.
Listen. About this stuff earlier.
Yeah, we'll work it out. Agree?
Agreed.
Let's just get through this day and then we'll worry about the rest of our lives.
I still have to give this eulogy. After everything I found out.
We really got to get this damn thing started.
Reverend Davis approaches Aaron and Michelle.
We're gonna have to zip through this thing now, son. I mean, I've already missed a funeral and two christenings.
Yeah, sure. Let's start.
Okay. You want an open casket?
No.
All right.
Everybody in their seats now. You with the hat?
Yeah.
Sit on down.
Now, I'd like to apologize on behalf of the family for all of the distractions. Aaron, the oldest son would like to say a few words about his father.
Aaron stands.
Thank you.
He buttons his jacket as he faces the room, then reaches into his pocket and pulls out his notes. He glances at Ryan, who nods reassuringly. With wide eyes, he reads.
My father was an exceptional man.
Aaron turns his quizzical gaze to the coffin behind him. Jeff frowns and Norman shifts uneasily.
He was born in 19...
The coffin shakes.
What the hell is going on now?
There's someone in there.
I knew it!
Oh, my God.
He was born in 19...
It opens and Frank sits up. Frank leans on the coffin's rim and glares out at the room.
What the fuck?
Oscar claps.
What are you doing in my father's coffin?
No!
Frank clings to his dead brother as Norman tries to pry him out. Oscar watches with an awed grin. Frank's photos fall at Cynthia's feet as Jeff and Norman drag him away.
My pictures! My beautiful number!
Norman, Frank, and Jeff fall. Cynthia picks up the photos.
No, Mom.
She turns to Frank. She charges at him. Grabbing a guest tab, she beats him with it. Oscar gapes. As Norman and Jeff try to restrain Cynthia, she swats them away.
My father! My father!
Aaron tosses his notes.
Was an exceptional man. Did he have his faults? Yeah. But he worked hard for his family. All I wanted to do today was tell him how much we all loved, cherished, and respected him. Is that really too much to ask for? So maybe he loved dream girls more than most men. Hey, life is complicated. We do our best. And Dad, he did his best. One thing he did was teach us to chase after our dreams. So when you leave here today, I want you to remember my father for who he truly was, a loving, kind, gentle man that never judged anyone, who never cast disparaging remarks or held prejudice against any race, creed, gender, or height. And if I turn out to be just half the man that my father was, then the child I'm planning on having with my beautiful wife will be truly blessed.
Erin holds Michelle's tearful gaze. She smiles. Cynthia gives an appreciative nod.
Thank you.
Oscar fans himself and wipes away tears. Erin heads down the aisle.
Well done, son.
He rests his hand on Uncle Russell's shoulder as he passes by.
It's gonna be good, boy.
He pounds Norman's fist and squeezes his mother's hand. Smiling, Frank sits up and watches Erin exit. Cynthia pushes him back down. Uncle Russell eyes the photo from the Dreamgirls premiere.
Always thought he had a little sugar in his tank.
He shakes his head pensively. Fade to black. Now, Ryan strolls downstairs with a suitcase in each hand and sets them by a table in the foyer. Erin looks over from the parlor.
Hey, how's Mom holding up?
She's good. Rest. You know, it's gonna take a while for her to accept Dad was...
He sits beside Erin.
You know, she'll be okay. You know, that's a pretty good send-off you gave the old man. You wrote that?
Some guy I met told me I need to be spontaneous.
Yeah, well, Dad would have been proud. I know I was. Maybe when you're ready, you'll let me take a look at that novel of yours.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to send it to you next week.
All right.
But you know Michelle got to read it first. I'm not going through that again.
All right. Well, thanks, big bro.
Sure you don't want to stay another day? Got a good Laker game coming up. Your boy Kobe.
Nah, I just be feeling sad or be in the way. You know how it is. Probably gonna get on back. You know, do my thing. Still gotta grieve.
Me too.
Erin opens the front door and finds Martina waiting outside in a red sports car. Ryan waves.
What? My brother's gotta get to the airport.
Come on, you better make sure you don't go to jail first.
Oh. Michelle strolls over.
Ryan.
Sis.
They hug.
Listen, don't stay away so long next time, okay?
Sure. Right, bruh.
Hey, next funeral.
They shake hands and embrace.
Love you, man.
Love you too, man.
Ryan bites his lip excitedly as he saunters to Martina's car. Erin and Michelle watch from the doorway.
Wow, I see you got his ride.
Yeah. R. Kelly used the same car service.
Ryan pauses. Turning, he grins at the couple, then gives them a shrug.
Just like candy.
As he hurries to the car, Martina smiles. Later, Erin and Michelle lounge on a couch.
I am worn out. This has been a long day.
A long, long day.
Ah, and guess what?
What?
She whispers into his ear.
Now I'm interested.
They kiss.
No mama. No guess. No Uncle Russell.
Where's Uncle Russell?
He's upstairs. I gave him a cup of Valium and put him to bed.
Grinning, Erin returns his wife's kisses, then pulls away.
What?
On the roof.
Shit.
Uncle Russell sits naked above the bathroom window.
Everything's so fucking green. There was a day
that my daddy died. Cut to black. Cast: Keith David as Reverend Davis, Loretta Devine as Cynthia, Peter Dinklage as Frank, Ron Glass as Duncan, Danny Glover as Uncle Russell, Regina Hall as Michelle, Kevin Hart as Brian, Martin Lawrence as Ryan, James Marsden as Oscar, Tracy Morgan as Norman, Chris Rock as Erin, Zoe Saldana as Elaine, Columbus Short as Jeff, Luke Wilson as Derek, Regine Nehi as Martina, Bob Miner as Edward, Alexander Folk as middle-aged man, Leslie Rivers as older lady, Bronwyn Hardy as mourner number one, Willie Willis as mourner number two, Jameson Yang as Asian man, Betty K. Bynum as woman mourner, Stunt coordinator Lance Gilbert. Stunts Conrad Gamble II, Bethany Levy, Kevin Reed, Jeffrey Scheller, Troy Gilbert, Dustin Meyer, Monty L. Simons, Glenn Yurigan. Co-producer Nicholas Stern. Unit production manager Glenn S. Gaynor. First assistant director Albert Cho. Second assistant director Jeff Bilger. Production supervisor Jennifer Blair. Art director Chris Cornwell. Set decorator Dina Roth. Property master Max E. Bremmy. Script supervisor Jillian Giacomini. A camera operator Paul Sanchez. A camera first assistant Alan Disler. B camera first assistant Thomas Tisch. A camera second assistant Andrew Degnan. B camera second assistant Robin Borsey. Digital imaging technician Kevin Selly. Costume supervisors Mary Walbridge, Heidi Higginbotham. Key customer Kathleen Massell. Customers Kia Terrell, Sesha Ventry. Makeup department head Vera Steinberg. Key makeup artist Beverly Joe Pryor. Makeup artists Judy Murdoch, Deborah Denson. Mr. Rock's makeup Lisa DeVoe. Mr. Lawrence's makeup Kamani Sawyer. Hair department head Pierce Austin. Key hairstylist Leonard Drake. Hairstylist Stacy Morris, Linda Villalobos. Light, written by Sylvester Stewart, performed by Sly and the Family Stone. Amazing Grace, traditional. Shortening Bread, traditional. Step Into the Bad Side, written by Tom Ian and Henry Krieger. Candy, written by Larry Blackman and Tommy Jenkins, performed by Cameo. Papa Was a Rolling Stone, written by Norman J. Whitfield and Barrett Strong, performed by The Temptations. Copyright 2010, Screen Gems Incorporated, all rights reserved. Screen Gems Incorporated is the author of this film, Motion Picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. Special thanks to Frank Oz. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. A logo appears, Sony, Make Believe. Another logo, Screen Gems, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. Read by Mark Elliott. For more information about Motion Picture Access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org.